With us now is Kim Sengupta, who is defense correspondent for the British daily The Independent and who's covering the story out of London. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
What do we know today, if anything, that we didn't know yesterday about the bombings?
Well, a few things. Scotland Yard said this afternoon that they're looking for a fifth man. Basically, they've got CCTV footage taken at King's Cross Station of the bombers. And until now, we had been told the footage showed four men who carried out the four bombings. But this afternoon, they said there was, in fact, a fifth man with them. This man peeled away from the others and have disappeared. It could be that this man was acting purely as a helper or a kind of protector, or it could, of course, also be that he was the fifth bomber and he could be around waiting to carry out an attack.
Do you get the impression from the investigators that they assume there is some higher mastermind behind this plot, or at least people who assisted these four or five or however many people from around Leeds make the bombs?
Well, that is very much the sort of buzz phrase today, you know, the hunt for the mastermind. The theory being put out is that the four suicide bombers were basically foot soldiers. They were cannon fodder, and there was a controlling hand. Now, whether that is the case or not, we simply don't know, because, you know, the attack itself was fairly unsophisticated. These guys, jumped on three trains and a bus and basically blew themselves up. But what is true, though, is even if there wasn't a sort of fabled mastermind, you know, these people did have a support system. There did have others who helped organize them. And basically, the task now is for the police and the security services to track these down.
What do the police think about the explosives that were used?
Well, we are not entirely sure yet in exact nature of the explosive. There has been some talk that they are military explosives, which have been smuggled in from the Balkans. Now, this came from a senior French police officer who was attending a conference in London. It has been repeated by French ministers today, and as a result has gained some credence. But it is not yet certain that this was, in fact, military explosive, and there appears to be no evidence that they were smuggled in from the Balkans.
Now, one new element today, a police raid in Aylesbury, a city, I guess, about 40 miles northwest of London. What do we know about that?
Well, that again is a part of the home counties with a large Muslim population.
The home counties being surrounding London.
Home counties being the counties immediately adjacent to London. And what's interesting is that the bombers came down from the surroundings of Leeds to Luton, which is not very far from Aylesbury, in a car, and got a train from there into London. Now, hitherto it's been thought that was to try and maintain security. It would have been easier, perhaps, for them to have been apprehended if they made the whole journey from Leeds to London by train. But that doesn't really hold much water. It's a very fast train service, a couple of hours, and there doesn't have any discernible reason why they were safer in a car. So it seems more and more likely that they came to Luton to meet up with some accomplices, perhaps. And the feeling is that the raid in Aylesbury was, in fact, trying to catch these people.
Thank you. Kim Sengupta from The Independent speaking to us from London about the investigation.